Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I've got a room that consists of, I was trying to say something funny and nothing funny came forth there. It's one of those days, isn't it? Ian Ryan, Ad Amelia Bethlehem, and Andy's producing and Geordie's filming for us. So are we actually going to end up on YouTube on this one or something? Ah, I've been advocating for us being on YouTube, Adam. Would you like to be a YouTuber?
In a way.
In a way, yes, you would.
One of the ones that goes around filming myself everywhere. Or films building sites. Sometimes I like them ones. Oh. You know, the drones, they fly the drones over the air, the Anfield expansion and whatever.
And, around people's bathrooms. It's all very inappropriate. Anyway, let's talk about transfers, shall we? That's the point of the show. I want to start off by talking about our midfield. Usually we come to the conclusion that we're not going to buy any midfielders because all the good ones we can't get. Beth. We were talking about the transfer committee show where we were all like, well, some of them were allowed to buy Tchouaméni and everyone bought bloody Tchouaméni. No shit. But no one's selling us Tchouaméni and Eddie Soon. No one's selling us Declan Rice. No one's selling us Rodri. And all the other lads who are good at 19 will play for us, like Bajcetic. But we have been linked to a couple of the Atalanta lads lately. What's his face? Ederson, not the goalie, the other one, who seems decent for Atalanta, and Toon Koop Miners, who's a bit more attacking. What have you made of both of the quality of the players, and do you see them as being the sorts that we would go for? See much in that kind of rumour?
Yeah, I think it's hard to see us spending an awful lot of money on midfield this summer when you consider, you know, putting your realistic hat on for a moment that last summer was all about the midfield rebuild. And I think now you're looking at it and thinking, well, I think getting a defender, at least one defender in, is a priority, potentially another forward as well. So I think on that sort of pecking order, we seem to have a bit of a surplus of midfielders, really, don't we? And, you know, obviously Bajcetic wasn't even involved at all really last season, bar the odd 10 minutes. So I can't see us spending a huge amount of money. I think Koop Miners is rated at sort of €60 million. I think Atalanta have said that's the minimum they'll let him go for. Now, whether they could be talked into letting him go for a little bit less, but when you think about the money we spent on, you know, certainly Szoboszlai in particular, it's hard to see us stumping up another 50, 60 million for another midfielder.